NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
The United Nations Security Council is to resume debate shortly on the Korean crisis amid indications that a U.N. representative, Secretary General U Thant, or some neutral diplomat may be sent to North Korea to negotiate the release of the Navy ship Pueblo and its 83-man crew. North Korea, in an official statement today, called a U.S. complaint before the Security Council illegal and said the government of North Korea will not recognize any resolution concocted to cover up U.S. imperialist aggression. In New Delhi, visiting Soviet Premier Kosygin is quoted as saying the Pueblo incident should be treated as a minor or unimportant problem. An Indian spokesman said Kosygin had urged immediate steps to defuse the issue. U.S. Ambassador to Poland, John Granowski, called on the Polish Deputy Foreign Minister today, seeking that country's help in gaining release of the Pueblo and its men. And diplomatic efforts are underway in Japan. That story and other news after this from the RCIA.
Effective February 1, the federal minimum wage rises to $1.60 an hour for all employees previously covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act. Several million retail store employees will benefit by this increase. The RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, the only union devoted exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees, campaigned actively in support of this bill. The RCIA felt it had a social responsibility to all working people in the retail field, even those who are not members of the RCIA. Those who are members, over 500,000 of them, through the achievements of their union and collective bargaining, already enjoy wage and working standards that are far above the minimums established by federal law. For more information, check your telephone directory for the Retail Clerks Union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Russ Ward.
Efforts to win release of the hijacked Navy ship Pueblo are underway in several world capitals today, among them Tokyo. A report from John Rich, NBC News, Tokyo.
The United States appears to be pinning much hope on Japan to win the release of the Pueblo and its crewmen. The Japanese are worried over a possible outbreak of hostilities in their own backyard. In a speech today, Prime Minister Sato declared that Japan will exert great effort to find a solution. Japan's foreign minister has had two meetings with the American ambassador. In between, he called in the Soviet ambassador. He told him Japan is seriously worried and wants Soviet cooperation to remove the danger of war. Japan has some contact with the North Koreans on its own. The North Koreans are pressing Japan to repatriate to them thousands of Koreans living in Japan. And Moscow, now embarked on a campaign to woo and win Japan to its side, is also likely to listen seriously to Japanese proposals. John Rich, NBC News, Tokyo.
This just in from the Pentagon, the Navy today froze most requests for discharge by members of Naval Reserve units. Cambodian Prince Norodom Sihanouk has charged that Peking-directed communist guerrillas have declared war against his government. Sihanouk said guard posts in northeastern Cambodia have been attacked. He said the communist raids would only drive Cambodia closer to the United States. Without giving details, the North Vietnamese broadcast said today three American flyers, prisoners in the North, would be released. In South Vietnam, the Viet Cong proposed Lunar New Year truce has been ignored. Fighting is reported near the demilitarized zone and in the Saigon vicinity. More in a moment.
By the bag or by the box, your best candy buy is Brock. Fresh from Brock Candyland, really fresh.
Taste spring. Look for Brock's Chocolate Candy Garden when you shop. Enjoy Brock's chocolate peanuts, chocolate-covered cherries, bridge mix, and chocolate stars, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
At least seven persons are known dead in scattered avalanches in the Swiss Alps. Blizzard winds and rising temperatures touched off the snowslides. One of the avalanches occurred at the famous ski resort of Davos in eastern Switzerland. Major General Richard Hunziker, head of the Air Force recovery team at Thule, Greenland, said today it may be months before the four hydrogen bombs lost in the crash of a B-52 bomber are found. So far, said Hunziker, we haven't even determined the magnitude of the problem. A spokesman in Athens announced today three more members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization have resumed diplomatic contact with the military regime in Greece. The three are West Germany, Canada, and Italy. The United States resumed contact earlier this week. Again, the top story of the hour, the United Nations Security Council is to resume debate shortly on the Pueblo incident. North Korea says it will ignore any resolution concocted by the United Nations. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Brock's Candy brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is WNBC FM New York.
5 1/2 minutes past 11, it's 38 degrees and sunny in New York City, and this is Bill McCord. Governor Rockefeller is renewing his call for tighter gun control laws today. The proposed law would require registration of both handguns and rifles. To get a license, a person cannot have a criminal record, be a drug addict, or a chronic alcoholic. The law is being opposed by Republican leaders in both houses of the legislature. Another transportation crisis is threatening to hit New York City. Garage workers are meeting today to decide whether to call a strike against 650 parking garages tomorrow. The Garage Attendance Union is holding a rally at this hour to determine a course of action. Police in Manhattan still have not discovered a motive for the alleged poisoning of a woman by her son. Detectives are charging 37-year-old Vincent McNamara with bringing poisoned soft drinks to his mother while she was hospitalized. She's in serious condition in Metropolitan Hospital. School authorities say they're transferring a young woman teacher from Harlem to another district Monday. The teacher reportedly made a 6-year-old pupil sit on a waste paper basket as punishment. A new bill signed by Mayor Lindsay yesterday will increase cab rates in New York City by about 25% starting Monday. Cabbies will be getting 75 cents for a ride that used to cost 60 cents and $1.25 for a $1 trip. Four health department milk inspectors in New York City are facing hearings for taking gifts from milk companies, and the president of a Bronx milk company is under arrest on charges that his firm make regular payments to the inspectors. NBC News will be standing by at the United Nations today and will provide comprehensive coverage on radio and television as developments warrant. Now the weather picture. The present temperature in sunny midtown Manhattan is 38 degrees, the humidity 37%, the barometer rising, the wind from the northwest at 7 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and milder this afternoon, a high 45 to 50. Fair tonight, lowest tonight in the mid-30s. Repeating the temperature, 38 degrees at 7 1/2 minutes past 11. Next news from the WNBC newsroom at 11:30. Bulletins broadcast at once. This is Bill McCord.
The United Nations Security Council will be in session soon regarding the seizure of the Pueblo. Now, when they get going and we have something to report to you, we will report it here on NBC Monitor.
Don't move, just leave your dial out here to monitor. Lean back and stay a while out here to monitor.
Racing fans, Al Cap fans, music fans, you're all welcome at Monitor 68, where you can find your favorite subjects covered in the coming minutes, beginning with a sport of speed auto racing 3 minutes from now. On Monitor, we can fly, so sing the cow sills.
See how the fluffy clouds move by.
Ah! here beside me, we can fly.
RCA, number one in home entertainment. Come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV with big 23-inch diagonal screen.
Play now, play later. The RCA way. Ba-ba-ba.
Number one for the money specials. Brand new stereo consoles. Big stereo sound in beautiful cabinet styles. Also, brand new black and white TV, portable stereo and radios. So play now, pay later, the RCA way.
Play now, pay later, the RCA way.
Get a number one for the money special at participating RCA dealers now.
Next, Monitor presents Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki, brought to you by Plymouth, where the win you over beat goes on.
Here's the downtown girl, Petula Clark, for your Plymouth dealer's second annual win you over sale. Special Plymouth. Special savings. Now, during your Plymouth dealer's second annual Win You Over sale. Featuring Plymouth Furies, Satellites, Barracudas, and Valiants. Specially equipped. All at specially reduced prices.
And the beat goes on.
Get great savings on 11 specially equipped Plymouths. See your Plymouth dealer now during his second annual Win You Over sale. Now, Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki.
Some of the biggest cheers at stock car races are reserved not for the winning driver, but for a pit crew that sends its man back into the competition in record time. One of the crews that has gotten more than a cheer of cheers is the Wood Brothers pit crew of Stuart, Virginia. And last Sunday, they got a lot more cheers, for they were behind the winning Ford driven by Dan Gurney in the Motor Trend 500. And to make it even more remarkable, it was the sixth time that they had been behind the winning car in that race. Our guest today is Glenn Wood, chief of that crew. Congratulations on your Riverside victory, Glenn. Tell me, how does a crew become as good as the Wood Brothers are?
We've all been together a long time, and it takes a lot of practice.
What about the unexpected in the pit stop, Glenn? When a car comes in and you find that the bodywork, for example, is pushed up against the wheel, is there a routine to handle this?
Well, to a certain extent, but you can't plan on having a record stop or anything like that if a fender's mashed in. You have a bar or something to pull it out, but it'll usually take longer.
What about the jubilation of victory when the car does go into victory lane? It must be a great feeling of satisfaction for you, your brothers, and the crew.
If you've made your last stop and then it's left up to the driver, there's nothing we can do but stand there and wait and see what happens. And it is a big thing when it comes into victory.
Sort of makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does really make it worthwhile.
I know. There's nothing happier than a crew in victory lane. Glenn, what about the communications with the driver? The people in the stands see blackboards being held up by pit men with funny things written on them. All of these mean something, don't they?
You can't really talk to him, so you write what you think he can understand. You're wondering what's wrong with the car or something sometime, or wondering if he needs a little more weight in it or out. Sometimes it's a little hard to get it across to what you're really talking about.
You ever find that a driver keeps going by and misses the signal?
They do that occasionally. For instance, at Daytona, it's pretty bad for them to miss when you want to put gas in, because it's 2.5 miles and you run the limit, and then he don't come in. You can just worry you to death.
Glenn, you were a great driver when you were active behind the wheel. Which gave you more satisfaction, racing stock cars or being behind the pit wall?
Well, it's not a lot of difference. I think I have got as much out of winning a race with my car winning with other drivers as I did when I did it myself.
Well, we hope that the number 21 Wood Brothers car continues to draw its share of cheers from the grandstands. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sports.
Now this word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Another report on the sport of speed auto racing from Chris Economaki tomorrow. Oh, don't forget there's also our new feature, World of Wheels, heard live from Riverside, California later today and tomorrow too. Right now, it's coming up on 17 minutes past the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Sterling Yates, your old proprietor, inviting you to swap a few moments of your time for mine on Show and Sell, WNBC's new trade center, where one man's white elephant could be another's golden opportunity. The Sterling Yates Show and Sell, premiering Monday morning, January 29th at 10 on WNBC. Please join me.
January 29th.
What made you women become WAP officers?
Well, when I graduated from college, I had half a dozen offers from different firms. Some of my friends went ahead and took these jobs, and they're still right where they started. The United States Air Force gives you executive responsibility, and you get regular pay raises.
As a WAP officer, you too can be in a position of trust and leadership in one of many interesting fields. Get in touch with your local United States Air Force recruiter. It could change your job, as well as your life.
January 29th is Radio Premiere Week on WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again. Here is a Monitor News special. As you know, the United Nations Security Council will be in session soon on the crisis created by the seizing of the Pueblo. Now, let's find out if there's anything new on that situation by switching over to Dean Mell, NBC News.
We are still waiting for the delegates to arrive so the Security Council session can begin. There has been a revision in the speaker's schedule. The speakers scheduled now are the United Kingdom, that's Great Britain, Lord Carradine, Ethiopia is a tentative speaker, and Hungary is also tentatively listed. Canada probably will speak, but is not formally listed, and presumably Canada would address itself to the question of whether to send a UN representative to Korea. The Canadian foreign minister suggested that possibility yesterday in Ottawa, and the Canadian representative to the Security Council again mentioned it yesterday in his comments on the when the issue of the agenda, adopting the agenda, was brought up. So presumably, if Canada does speak, it will be addressing itself to that issue. It is still not definite now whether the United States Ambassador Goldberg will speak at this morning session. The outlook for the morning session is that it will be exploratory. It'll be a sounding out of positions to see if anything has changed overnight since the representatives have had a chance to contact their home governments. Probably there will be another session later this afternoon. NBC News has learned that Canada, France, Britain, and the United States have conferred on sending an intermediary to North Korea. NBC News also has learned that the feeling of the delegates is that it would be premature to introduce any resolutions because no sentiment has begun to gel here. And, of course, North Korea already is on record as having rejected any such resolution that might be introduced. North Korea likewise probably would reject any intermediary if the UN chose to send a representative to Korea.
So we are waiting for the Security Council session to begin. It's running about 50 minutes behind schedule at this moment. Dean Mell, NBC News.
For continuing coverage of the Security Council session as it begins soon, you stay with Monitor. Music on Monitor next by the group known as A Small Circle of Friends. The song, Can I Go?
Somewhere a childhood still belongs to you, back where a friend is singing songs to you, did you know? You know your way round in your memory, back in the playground of what used to be, can I go? If you were hiding when I came along, give me the chance to try and find you. Take me along when you're ready to go. Give me your mind, and I'll take you back to the time when we talked in nursery rhyme, whenever people would go.
Are you afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid. At all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Next, Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Kemp, who, as always, is unpredictable.
Our young are called the honest generation. The fact that they're called that mainly by themselves doesn't make it any the less possible that it just may be true. And if it is true, my advice to them is to acquire a little old-fashioned hypocrisy or make an even worse mess of things than we ever did. Now, I saw blood-curdling example of how honest our young are and how young that honesty starts at my granddaughter Gabrielle's 8th birthday party the other day. Gabrielle introduced me to all of her friends. Two were named Jennifer, and so I said, well, one thing you have plenty of at this party, Gabrielle, are Jennifers. The blonde Jennifer said, I'm the prettiest one. Well, to be honest about it, she was, and the dark little Jennifer knew it, and the miserable expression on her little face showed that she didn't, so I tried to heal the pain of the blonde Jennifer's honesty with a bit of old-fashioned hypocrisy, and so I said, yes, you're the prettiest blonde Jennifer, but she's the prettiest brunette Jennifer. Well, the little dark Jennifer brightened up until the little blonde Jennifer said, it doesn't matter about hair, I'm prettier than her all over, and everybody knows it. And all the other 8-year-olds at the table said, Jennifer is right, she is prettier than the other Jennifer. Well, it may have been The new honesty, or it may have been simply sadism, but it took quite a bit of old-fashioned hypocrisy to stop the tears in the lesser Jennifer's eyes and get her smiling again and get all the little beasts on some other subject. Yes, uncompromising honesty is a wonderful thing, but the only way you can bear it is with a dash of old-fashioned hypocrisy. And this is Al Kapp on NBC's Mind.
Well, if we were to adopt Al's philosophy now and commenting on him, you wouldn't know if we were being honest or hypocritical, or a blending of both. So we'll stick to pure fact and tell you that he'll be heard again later today and tomorrow, coast to coast, on Monitor.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
Here's one of the 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette, a silly millimeter longer than the hundreds.
Make it fast. Time is money.
You're an accountant.
No, a clockmaker. And I think you're kidding about that extra millimeter, in case you're interested.
How about the taste?
I think you're serious about that. I don't blame you. It does taste one better.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
I don't need to get wound up about it.
Now, Monitor tip for the home handyman. When you're hanging a new piece of wallpaper, tack a leftover piece to a storeroom or attic wall so that it will age along with the rest of the paper and make a good match if you have to use it for patches sometime in the future. Now, a handy tip for the homeowner. Use a vice grip locking wrench to make hundreds of household jobs easier. Vice grip looks like a pair of pliers with a bolt in its right leg, and once you've used it, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Want to drive screws into hardwood or pull headless nails? Easy as pie with vice grip. Do you need a clamp for holding pieces together while gluing, welding, or soldering? Vice grip is a clamp, a vise, a wrench, a pliers. Need to loosen rusty bolts? Vice grip locks on with a ton grip, makes turning easy. Vice grip is the handyman's friend, the non-handyman's lifesaver. Get a vice grip locking wrench under $3 at tool counters everywhere, but be sure the one you buy says vice grip right on the tool. Very nice. The Hutch Davy Convention and a Lover's Concerto, Gene Rayburn and Everybody's Monitor, heard everywhere in the nation on NBC, in a large area of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin, on WMAQ. A brief pause, and we'll be back with you.
Highlights of the Baseball Writers' Banquet with Mrs. Johnson's press secretary, Elizabeth Carpenter, Senator Edward Kennedy, and Carl Yastrzemski, plus our own Joe Garziola, later today on Monitor on NBC Radio.
It's 11:30, it's 38 degrees and sunny in New York City, and this is Bill McCord with the latest WNBC News. Delegates to the Security Council of the United Nations are preparing to take up the new question of Korea. NBC News is standing by at the United Nations and will provide comprehensive coverage on radio and television as developments warrant. Manhattan police are charging an Upper East Side man with the poisoning of his mother. 37-year-old Vincent McNamara allegedly brought poisoned soft drinks to his 60-year-old mother while she was a patient in Metropolitan Hospital. She is now reported in serious condition. The head of the New York State Narcotic Control Bureau says Governor Rockefeller has been lax in enforcing the state law. Director John Belizzi says the governor is doing practically nothing to increase the bureau staff. An official of the Connecticut Transportation Authority is taking issue with the trustees of the New Haven Railroad. Samuel Cranell says improvements on the commuter line should be underway this summer. In Vietnam, the U.S. has flown another 3,500 troops into South Vietnam's northernmost provinces. Allied strength in the area is now 60,000 men. Prince Sihanouk of Cambodia says communists have touched off what he calls a real civil war in his country. The prince blames his recent American contacts for the communist flare-up. Ships and planes from the United States, Britain, Greece, and Israel still have not found an Israeli submarine, now missing for over 2 days in the Mediterranean. Bad weather is hampering the search. The weather picture: in sunny midtown Manhattan, the temperature 38 degrees, the humidity 37%, the barometer rising, the wind from the northwest at 7 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and milder this afternoon, a high 45 to 50. Fair tonight, lowest tonight in the mid-30s. Repeating the present temperature, 38 degrees at 27 and a half minutes before noon. Next news from the WNBC newsroom at noon with Jeffrey Pond. Bulletins are broadcast at once. This is Bill McCord.
To the tree where our hopes hang high, to the dream that should never die, where our long-lost tomorrows still are in the sweet by and by. Time goes by, or do we? Close your eyes.
Follow Bert Kampfert, who's on a caravan for Monitor.
Something to report to you from the United Nations, where the Security Council was scheduled to meet over an hour ago.
Naturally, we will bring it to you, so you keep tuned to monitor.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find monitor on NBC.
Gene Rayburn with Monitor 68, and without further ado, here's music for you. Got some rose-colored glasses? You may want to don them when you learn that love is blue, according to Manny Kellum's orchestra and chorus. Around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by Brock's, the people who bring you delicious candies, fresh from Brock's Candyland. What kind of week has this past one been for President Johnson? An assessment by Ray Scherer, NBC News White House correspondent, in 1 minute. Now this, bet you can't name all the candies in Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix. Well, then if you can't, you ankle over to Brock's, that's B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Chocolate Garden, and take your pick. Get a box of Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix and discover 11 different mouth-watering centers. Count them, but more important, enjoy all 11. Every piece richly covered in thick, pure chocolate, Brock's own pure chocolate, plump seedless raisins, crackling crisp peanuts, chewy caramels or toffee, marmalade and nut meats, each delectable center. My mouth is watering, that's why I have to pause here momentarily. Each delectable center has a rich chocolate covering specially blended by Brock's to enhance its taste. Excellent odds you'll like Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix. Choose them at Brock's Chocolate Garden.
By the bag or by the box, your best candy buy is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Now Ray Scherer, NBC News White House correspondent.
This has been a bad week for President Johnson, but not all bad. On the minus side, the president was awakened at 2 in the morning with the news that an American ship had been boarded and seized by North Korea. 4 American nuclear bombs came tumbling down on the territory owned by a NATO ally, Denmark. North Vietnam forces got into position for their biggest battle of the war at Khe Sanh. The United States had to apologize to Cambodia for stepping over its territory. Congressman Mills said he wasn't satisfied with the administration's presentation of its case for a tax bill. The president lost one of his most prized cabinet members, the shining intellectual of the cabinet, John Gardner. And from the Kennedy camp came noises that the senator from New York may yet take the plunge and enter the primaries against President Johnson. These add up to a pretty bad week in the life of any president, but the worst news was, of course, the Pueblo affair. Yet even here, there was another side to the coin. For many months now, ever since it was evident that the United States is thinly committed in Vietnam, there had pressure on the president to call up some reserve units, to put away the fiction that the United States, in the midst of a war, can have both ample guns and butter. As in the case of the Gulf of Tonkin incident in 1964, the Pueblo affair has given the president a justification for tapping the country's military resources in a way that would have been difficult to justify solely in terms of the controversial effort in Vietnam. When the Pueblo episode is over, the United States will be in a stronger military position. North Korea has also quite unwittingly strengthened the president's hand with Congress at a time when it needed strengthening. Few calls to stop the bombing in Vietnam were heard this week in the emotional reaction against the communists in Korea. Ray Scherer, NBC News at the White House.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Now this word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Hey, what's red and white and stuck on millions of car bumpers? Right, State Farm bumper stickers. Now, here's a tough one. If State Farm Mutual is the biggest car insurance company there is, I told you it was a tough one.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Time now, 16 and a half minutes before the hour, and we're all on the monitor beacon.
Hi, this is Andy Devine, and I want to talk to you about kids. Partly because I like kids, but mostly because so many fatherless boys need the help that only you can give them. A growing boy needs a man to look up to and show him the way when the going gets rough. And Big Brothers is the organization that does something about the problems every fatherless boy is up against. The record proves that their policy of one man, one boy really works. They're not asking for your money. Believe me, you'll find that being a big brother can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life, because no man ever stands so straight as when he stoops to help a boy. Find out what you can do. Call your local Big Brothers office or write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19103. Thanks.
January 29th is Radio Premiere Week on WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, now a Monitor News special. For the latest developments at the Security Council meeting concerning the U.S. Pueblo, here is Dean Mell, NBC News.
To the authority of this council.
The Security Council convened just 2 minutes ago by President Aga Shahi, the January president, the representative from Pakistan, and Lord Carradine of the United Kingdom is now addressing the Security Council. The agenda was adopted without any objection, in contrast to yesterday. The scheduled speakers are, after Lord Carradine, Ethiopia is a tentative speaker, Hungary, Canada, and the United States. The hour and 10-minute delay was in part caused by a meeting between President Shahi and Secretary General Thant, in which they conferred with each delegate to get the sense of the membership before the Security Council session began. The United Nations circulated a newswire story that that North Korea already had rejected in advance any resolution that the Security Council might adopt. Indeed, North Korea rejects the whole idea of the Security Council having any authority or the United Nations having any authority whatsoever in the Pueblo affair. And in fact, North Korea has already said that it will not recognize any resolution and is prepared for combat and could deliver the United States an exterminatory blow. That was the North Korean dispatch. So this morning's session, an hour and 10 minutes late getting started. The delegates there now, the session underway with the speaker from Great Britain now addressing the Security Council. Dean Mell, NBC News.
Further reports from the United Nations will be brought to you throughout the session as developments warrant, so you stay with Monitor and NBC.
5 years ago, a great discovery for acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas was introduced to doctors. Now it's your turn.
Well, it's about time. I have indigestion and heartburn whenever I eat too well.
Think of the future. It's going to be swell, thanks to Digel.
Digel?
That's the name. Look, this is your plain white antacid tablet. It neutralizes excess acid. Digel's different. It's white and yellow. The white layer neutralizes excess acid, and the yellow layer contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps break up stomach gas, too. Digel comes in tablets and liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero Massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
Monitor music now from the Jones Boy, Jack. It's his new one, If You Ever Leave Me. Not to be confused with an earlier song titled If Ever I Would Leave You from Camelot.
If you ever leave me, don't worry at all. If you ever leave me, just smile when I fall. The world will still keep turning. Without you, life goes on. And spring will be returning. Each year, though you're gone. If you ever leave me, I won't show the tears. If you ever leave me, I'll hide all my fears. And even though I try and still pretend that I don't need your warmth, don't need your touch,
perfect strangers whose taste tested the new 101. The cigarette a silly millimeter longer than the hundreds.
Listen, I may be a stranger, but nobody's perfect. Not even my mother.
Well, what does she think of the 101?
She thinks it's silly, but I think the taste makes a lot of sense. I'd like it even if it was 1 millimeter shorter.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
A perfect description. Almost.
In one moment, a pro golfer makes a comeback. Monitor Sports, brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
For 1968, Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
inspired by Lincoln Continental. Mercury's got it. The elegant Colony Park station wagon with dual action tailgate and gleaming yacht deck finish. Mercury's got it. A bigger selection of hard tops than any other car in its class. Mercury's got it. An all-new Mercury Montego two-door hardtop that's nearly half a foot more car than other luxury intermediates, with more room and riding comfort. Mercury's got it. The award-winning Mercury Cougar, a roaring success. Mercury's got it. The fine car touch. Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
Cigar-chewing Phil Rogers begins a 1968 professional golf tour as a man with a mission to make a comeback after a disastrous 1967 campaign. Monitor reporter Charlie Jones has a story.
Phil, during the off-season, how much golf do you play?
Well, I try to play just about every day for a good month before the tour starts.
What do you work on, a particular phase of your game, or is it just a matter of playing a lot of rounds of golf?
Well, if I've been having trouble in the previous year for a little while or something like that on a particular shot, I'll try to get that straightened out. But usually it's just a matter of trying to get some good rhythm and timing down.
Last year was a disastrous year for you in comparison to the year before, where you were above in total earnings of the 100,000 mark. One of the primary reasons you missed 14 or 15 tournaments due to injuries. How are you physically this year?
Well, physically I'm in very good health now.
You had shoulder trouble and hand trouble, is that right?
Yes, I did. The first part of the year, I tore a muscle in my right shoulder, and then the last part of the year, I damaged my right hand enough to where I had to wear it in a cast. It's quite a thrill, though, to be able to go up there and beat all those players at certain times. You know, you can't do it all the time, but. But the great thing about it is that there's always another day, and you never know what's going to happen from one shot to another.
You've mentioned to me that from a financial standpoint, is that professional golf is entirely different from other professional athletics, such as baseball or football. And from the financial standpoint, these athletes know what they're going to get when they start the year.
Well, we know what we have a chance to get, but... you just get paid for what you shoot and for what you put into it. So, you know, it's all up to you. It's very individual.
Are there certain golf courses that you prefer to others, or certain sections of the country that you prefer to others?
Well, I like soft grass, which is you find in, like at Pebble Beach, and you find in the damp areas. I've been born and raised on Bermuda grasses, which I call a hard, firm grass. But I like the softer grasses, like that you play in the East and those places, the bluegrass and things like that.
How many tournaments do you plan on playing in this year?
Well, I try to play in 35 tournaments a year.
Do you have a particular competitor that when you start a tournament that you feel that you have to beat, or do you have the feeling inside that you have to beat everybody in the field?
Well, the only competitor that I have is the golf course.
Our guest today... Phil Rogers. Phil, good luck on the tour in 1968.
Thank you very much.
This is Charlie Jones for Monitor Sports.
By the way, NBC will begin its coverage of the 10th Winter Olympics daily and on weekends next Saturday. Now this word about Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil. Almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-priced Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
People on the go always seem to know.
The right way to have more flavor in beer is the Miller way. Hearty, robust, deep down good. If you're going places, make yours Miller High Life. Miller makes it right.
Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. Music from Reuben Mitchell on monitor, and that brings us just moments away from the latest NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Gene Rayburn here.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Monitor.
Introducing the youngest, smallest, lightest, newest, strongest All-America team, the President's All-America team.
Fred Will, 11, Wisconsin.
Tony Hill, 10, California.
Paul Nicklaus, 17, New York.
Diane Nicholson, 14, Maryland.
These are just four of the 50,000 kids who won an award last year. To make the team this year at school, you have to run, jump, pull up, sit up, and throw a softball. Can you make the President's All-America team? You'll never know unless you try out. President's Council on Physical Fitness.
Three men and a woman committed to nothing, committing everything. Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor, Alec Guinness, Peter Ustinov. The comedians. Burton, Taylor, the comedians. Suggested for mature audiences.
The Comedians is now showing at Showcase Theaters. Check newspapers for listing. Long John Neville invites you to Radio Premiere Week, January 29th on WNBC, New York, 12 o'clock, 41 degrees.